Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Vermin Suicide. That was the Vermin Suicide, Tony, a track called Human Nature.
Cool.
Thanks very much to Antipop, which is a relatively new label that appears to have got Want Unit on them.
Oh, really?
Who have brought out a compilation. And it's one of these ones that you can get it for free if you want, but they ask you to leave a donation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those. So if you just either type in anti-pop or if you're in the States, allied pop, or the Vermin Suicide, you'll find out about this compilation. I'm afraid I don't have a lot of information about the band, but I said that I would play two tracks from the compilation this week, so expect another one at the end of the show as well. You can find more out about the Vermin Suicide via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/thevermin suicides.
It is, it's Tony Wong, Paulie being the internet now. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have, as usual, got a comedy suburb and a poetry corner for you.
Cool.
They are, as usual, from the same people. If you have a joke, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo did. Here he goes. He said, I was sitting watching the TV with my girlfriend, and it was some shite about psychology, explaining the whole idea of mixed emotions. I said to her I thought it was crap, and better, she couldn't tell me anything that would make me happy and sad at the same time. And she said, out of all of your friends, you have the biggest cock. Like it.
Nice.
As I say, if you have a joke for us, send it through. It can be one you've heard before, it can be one you made up yourself. Don't matter, really. Just send it through. I'd like to get them. Also, this week, Poetry Corner, again, if you have a poem for me, and frankly, not many of you have. These are dark times for the literary world. If you do have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. That's what, guess who, Joni H. Jizz did, and this week she's the Sheffield Shark Shagger. Now, I'm wondering whether she's starting to run out of things, because I don't think Shark Shagger. I think that's, she's just saying she likes fish.
Right.
If she's going to go down the lesbian road, I've never heard an expression for the act of lesbianism, a beautiful, gentle act that can be found widely online in video clips.
Mm-hmm.
Shark shagging.
No.
I think you've let yourself down, Joni. I expect better next week, but thanks very much. Here goes with this week's limerick. Hey, P&T. Miss Punky, I'll not chance my arm. Two pod hosts, not much wit, but some charm. Still great tunes that I know. Now back you both go to punishing Percy with the palm. See, I quite like that. Although, once again, you know, it does show a certain amount of, I would say, girl-based understanding of the male act of onanism. And that I have never considered my own personal enjoyment, or as I like to call it, me time, as punishing anything at all. I like to think I've been treating it.
Nice.
Yeah.
True, though.
You're just staying out of this one, aren't you, completely? I can see that. So anyway, thank you very much, Joni H. Cheers. But you quite clearly hate it so much, you've got no idea how we work, and you... Hey, don't matter. I expect better. But thank you, anyway. Right, so, anyway, that was nice, wasn't it? Next track up. This is the only track this week from Music Submit, this new label that I've been using, which is really... I'm telling bands this more than listeners, because... It's a sort of trade thing. It's been very, very useful, and it's given us a chance to sort of get in some rock and different sorts of things to the show that we haven't done previously. This is a band called The Hellfish. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Hellfish?
No, it's MySpace.com/Hellfish4U, and which makes it probably be an Internet 1, Tony 1. If you're wondering why we still say about MySpace pages, it's because... They are kind of like a free website for bands now, so they're a good portal, aren't they?
I think so. I do prefer MySpace to Facebook for bands.
Yeah,
it's good.
Enjoy this. This is Stuck in a Rut. To Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you do leave us a comment on our wall, please do so. Go to Facebook, search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that appears. Click on that page, like it, and leave us a comment on our wall.
Like it.
Alternatively, if you're on Google Plus, go there. gplus.2/Punky Radio and do the same. Add us to your circle thingy and leave us a comment on our thingy and we'll read it.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Right. On top of the show this week, so in reply to last week's show, Martin Chytal says, wankers. Thanks, Martin. I don't know if that's wankers as in yay or wankers as in all. So, thank you.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Wankers or wankers?
Wankers.
Hmm. And John, Fatboy, says, never shit in the dark. Good advice, that. It is. Thank you very much, Fatboy.
Oh, now, hold on a second.
Yeah.
That's in response to a song.
Yeah, the Scourge. Magic,
isn't it? Yeah. Also, I don't know whether you saw Breakfast TV the other morning. I didn't, but I saw a clip. There were two comics I know on who were talking about Only Fools and Horses being remade from the States.
Okay.
One of the comics was called Dave Fulton. He's from the States, fantastic act. And they said, whoever, Eamon Holmes or whoever was, said to him, and this is at 8 o'clock in the morning or something, Eamon Holmes said to him, do you think the Americans will understand Lovely Jubbly? He goes, yeah, it's the same as they don't know what wanker is, but you know, it's all right. When you can't say that, I'm sorry, that would be rude. Basically, and he sat next to Mitch Ben, I'm saying no more.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, it was very funny. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's just occurred to me.
What were you doing at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I wasn't. I saw it as a clip later on Adrian Tye's thing at 10:30 at night. I was just going up.
Fair enough. Another one from Rob Tyler, who says, I dig Punky Radio. Thank you much, Rob.
He does, and thank you very much, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, of course, is the drummer with Restless, amongst other bands, and possibly the Veronas now as well.
Oh, nice one. Cheers, Rob.
We are uniting bands and drummers across the lands. Well, across a bit of Essex.
With a couple of comments from Aubrey Hansen, who says, if Punky were a woman, I'd want her used knickers. Sure. Fair enough, thank you very much.
It's fair enough, Aubrey, and, you know, I don't know how many more women I need to ask for them before I've only get a pair.
Exactly.
A bit annoying, really.
And he also goes on to say, my band has a pretty good chance of playing in London this year. I don't know where the Highwayman's Lodge is, but I would love to have a pint with Punky if I'm close. My band is not Punky material, but I am. This is my band, no need to plug it, but I will. Iron Mike 206 from Seattle. I hope to meet you guys. Aubrey, whose uncle is the twat. Uncle Randy.
Mm. So hang on, when's he... Did you say he's got some gigs in town?
He's a good chance of playing this year, so he's probably still organising it.
Make sure you get in touch.
Yeah. You're not far from that there, London.
I'm not far from that there. Like, I get there a lot easier than I get back.
That's it for the Facebook comments.
Well, it's been beautifully read. Thank you very much. Here's something now from a recent release from Dirty Water Records, and it's great. This is The Grave Men. Shake It. Shaking up, baby, shaking up, baby, shaking up, baby, shaking.
wound.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Grave Men. We have played a couple of their tracks, but I think we played a track of theirs at Halloween, didn't we?
Sounds likely, doesn't it?
Around the Halloween time thing. Anyway, do check out Dirty Water Records, but also check out The Grave Men. They have a MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/TheGraveMen.
It is, and the is with two E's, of course. And you might have noticed, in fact, that the first three bands this week all start with the vermin size, the hellfish, the grave men. I wonder if there's any symmetry going on. We'll see. Do check them out. Absolutely brilliant. Psychedelic tinge to garage rock there. Absolutely brilliant. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I destroyed some more bits and pieces.
Right.
We destroyed the... There's an extension to the house, and we had some big wooden double doors between the kitchen and the extension, so I chopped, hammered and sawed and kicked until it was gone. Although I had a bit of a panic yesterday when I realised that it might actually have been the only thing holding the wall up. So I had to go back and pop in a bit of a wood to kind of...
Is Steph still standing there?
Yeah. She'll be alright.
I had four great gigs in a row.
Oh,
because it was Paulmas.
It was,
of course. And I had four great gigs. The first one in Beverly on Thursday night, which actually was where my brother was born. And I've never ever done a gig there. Always wanted to. Stayed in the Travel Lodge on the A63. Beautiful view. And the next morning, I went to a little village called Goodmanham. Which is where the first house I ever lived in was.
All right, okay.
And I parked up, I found it, and I haven't seen it since, I think, but I found it, and I parked up outside, and I took some photos of it with my new HTC phone, which I'm finally sort of working out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I took three photos, got back in the car, and just as I started to pull off, this geezer came running down the drive. He looked like someone out of Emmerdale or something. He had big combats on, big horny-handed son of Doyle, clearly coming down to find out what you were doing on my land. And I just burnt off. Should have just stopped and went, oh, sorry mate, it's my first house, but I didn't. He probably got me number plate. I'm probably on some list. I'll probably get bound over or something. I won't be allowed within 50 yards of it. I'm not going back in a rush. Then I was in Cheshire for the next three nights, and I'll just tell you briefly about the last night, because the last night I ended up getting two gigs the same night. So I did one at the Waterside Arts Centre in Sale. I went on first, and then I got in a car and drove in very difficult conditions, if you remember what Saturday night was like, to a gig in Woodford. And when they said, well, you doubled up with Woodford, I thought, hang on, that's in Essex, I need a helicopter. But no, there is a village of Woodford in Cheshire, and I played the Woodford and Bramall Royal British Legion.
Nice.
It was fantastic. What a gig. Got in the car afterwards and headed down the M6, that's fine. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll take the M6 toll, because even though the weather was bad and there was snow and it was and you couldn't use the outside lane and people were sticking behind lorries and that, I thought the M6 toll, you have to pay for that. Obviously, they'll be gritting that, and obviously, everyone will be using it. No, everyone was staying behind the lorries going down the M6. I got on the M6 toll. I was the only car on it. It was like a skating rink.
Terrifying.
It was absolutely terrifying. I didn't think I was going to stop in time for the toll. I sort of nearly went by. Oh, there's the mate, bro. Right, then went down the M1. Then I cut over on the A507 to go back to the Highwayman's Lodge. And I was the only car on that road until a car joined me. And it was like every roundabout was a lottery. Because you couldn't use your brakes because you just start... You just had to slow down sufficiently and sort of glide around it and hope. If there'd been any other cars coming the other way, I'd have been stuffed. Anyway, a car pulls up behind me and stayed behind me for a few minutes until they came to a roundabout where they could safely pass me. Pulled up alongside me, never his lights on. It was a police car. Right, wound down his window. I wound down mine, and he just said, "Good driving, mate." And I went, "Thanks very much."
Really?
It was really nice. Really nice. So then, yeah, got home and everything was fine. And then on my birthday itself, Paulmas Day on Sunday, I was supposed to go and do a gig at downstairs at the King's Head in Crouch End, which I do on my birthday. Really look forward to it. And because of the snow, it got cancelled. And I'd arranged to meet loads of people down there. I had to cancel everybody. Suddenly had nothing to do on Sunday at all. So just went down the pub in Lechworth with my mate Sam. and it was a quiet Sunday, but there were two blokes at the end of the bar giving it a Friday feeling. I'm not sure entirely what happened, other than the fact that we did get into the goat's gash shots. We did pints and pints and pints, came back to my flat, and again, I don't know what happened, but the next day when I got up around lunchtime, I walked into the flat and there were super noodles and brown sauce all over the floor and what appeared to be three empty bottles of wine.
Oh dear.
We clearly got stuck in. So anyway, that was that. Right. I'm going to play you two songs in a row now, neither of which feature a band starting with the. First up, Sent No Excuse. These have come through from Manila PR, and thank you very much to them. This came through this afternoon. They're a relatively new band. And they hail from a very small place in this great nation of ours, smallest county, which is?
Smallest county? Dunno.
Yeah. Rutland.
Oh.
It's become okay. A county. It was a part of Leicester for years, but it's a very lovely county as well. Not that's got anything to do with this song. This is kind of 80s inspired sort of pop rock, I suppose. Really good, though. What I want to know is, what is Sent No Excuse's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SentNoExcuse.
It is, and it's the English spelling of sent, so it's C-E-N-T-R-E. Excuse, that makes it Tony 3, probably being the internet. Well, this is Stop, Drop, and Roll.
Instead of mine, I thought it was right. I'll stop trying. as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track by a new band called Duckworth and a new song called Kings and Queens. I would call that pop punk. Have you got any idea where Duckworth have come from?
Manila PR?
No, it's Tony Ant out of the Emos and a couple of mates started a new band. That's right.
Oh.
A little bit different from the Emos. Quite a departure, Ant, if you don't mind me saying so. But nevertheless valid. And thanks for sending that through. But last night I got that. That was very, very exciting. What I know is, what is Duckworth's website?
Duckworth.com.
No, this is Duckworth.com. So it'd probably be in the internet too, Tony 3. And hopefully we'll be playing more from them in the future. And thanks very much to Ant for sending that through. Now then, have you, Mr. Tony, got any gigs?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar?
Maybe others. Some others. Yeah, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar, at Denmark Street in London still, of course. And naturally, Sunday is still to be confirmed, so I'm doing Thursday to Saturday. There is something on Sunday, so do check it out. Take a chance. But on Thursday, this Thursday 9th of Feb, French Cowboy, Le Volume Corba, and Harvey Smith Salute, and more to be announced. How much do you think that is on a Thursday evening?
£6.
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Friday, 10th of Feb, it's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Has the seal of approval immediately.
Absolutely. The Witch Doctors, Stomping Riff Raffs, The Grave Robbers, and Andy Twyman.
I'd love to go to some of these gigs, but I have this job that involves me being on Friday.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Like it.
And finally, on Saturday night, 11th of Feb, it's London Calling night.
Oh, brilliant.
Exactly. With a band called London, Jeffrey Oycott, The Bleach Boys, the Flying Rats, and the Jackhammers.
That is going to be pretty hardcore street punk, oi punk, and punk, with extra punkness.
Exactly. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is?
Yes!
Blimey.
Clean sweep. I got the hat trick. I got the 666 hat trick. I got the devil's threesome.
That's it for the 12th bar. I've got another gig.
Let's hear it.
It's from Graham Holland.
Hi, Graham.
Who says, "Hi, Tony. I will be running the Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon on Saturday 11th of Feb between 2 and 7 at Liverpool's Elevator Bar on Parliament Street. It's part of the Threshold Festival. You can get full details of who's playing on our website, liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. And he further says, "Yes, I know it's an acoustic event, but your Threshold Festival wristband gets you into all the events of all the venues across the weekend, including the Antipop stage at the Blade Factory on Friday night, featuring the Vermin Suicides." Yeah.
I wonder if that's the label in question that we're playing a couple of tracks of this week.
Well, yeah, the Vermin Suicides, Evil Hour, the Jackpot Golden Boys, and Elmo and the Sticks.
Brilliant. It's suddenly become very, very worthwhile. And I think all four of those bands feature on the compilation I have been talking about.
Nice.
So do make sure you check them out. You can. This is all just... It's just knitting together beautifully.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's also a Threshold Heavy Stage in the same venue on Sunday. But Dame Weekend tickets available. tiny.cc/threshold12tickets.
So basically, you can... chill out after a big night's music by listening to Graham's acoustic nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have some fun.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
that's it.
So that concludes Tony's international gig guide. Well, bar
and some with
Scouse. I'm sorry about what I'm playing now, Tony.
Okay.
Because it's happening every week at the moment. But the Scourge keep sending me more and more songs. I can't believe how many Captain Marbles has got in his bag of punk.
Prolific.
He must have done 60 or 65 songs now. We've got this new one this week. I had to listen to it. I just like the way he says fur. You'll see why when you hear this. Oh, this is fantastic. What's the Scourge's website?
TheScourge.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony Four, Point of the Internet 2. This is ridiculous. This is Radiator.
I want a bit of lard. I want to fry some fish. I want a chicken bit of fur. I'll do Pepsi and Shirley. I want some tartan, I want the Zenix Spectrum. I'll dig up Jeremy Beadle, then old Ted Rogers. I want to be your radiator, I want to heat you up. I want to be your radiator, I want to warm your fur. I want some spoons, I want July, I want Trill on Ice. I want to shop at Dulce's. I want to be your radiator. I want to heat you up. I want to be your radiator. I want to warm your fur. Be your radiator, I want to pitch you up. I want to be your radiator, I want to warm your fur. I want to be your radiator, I want to pitch you up. I want to be your radiator, I want to warm your fur. Economy 7, that'll do. Hot or cold, are always on. Insert 50p, leave the rest to me. Bleed me, freeze me, get your dad to maintenance me.
Kitten sub.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
I think I'm going to a gig Thursday night at Old Angel. Vern's band's playing the Heroes of Switzerland. We're going to go and see them.
Right, so what are they like?
They describe themselves as shoegazing, which I'm not sure what the hell that means.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what that means, mate.
Okay.
It was the very, very, very early 90s movement that was kind of, it was on the back of that sort of Stone Roses sort of thing. So it was sort of Milltown Brothers were classic shoegazers and bands. Do you know what I'm on about a bit more now? It's kind of...
I remember early 90s, well, it's about carpets and things like that.
It's very, very indie.
Right.
Basically. And when it's done well, it's brilliant.
Big sound as well, I think. I'm expecting big guitar sounds and things like that, but I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah. It can be... When it's not done well, it can fall into the realms of self-indulgence, but when it's done well, it's really, really good. Very early Blur was sort of shoegazery stuff.
Okay.
It was like, you know, sort of There's No Other Way. Around then, it was that sort of... Shoegazing music tends to be made by people who didn't appear to have any bones. They would just limp on stage, and everyone in the crowd would sort of hold the ends of their sleeves with their fingers and look all sad. But some of it's really, really good, so hopefully they are good. Anyway, so that's what you're doing this week.
Yep. What are you doing?
I've got a busy week. Thursday night, I'm doing my show at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton. Mm-hmm. And it features, in a change to the advertised bill, it features Brendan Dempsey and Matt Welcome, who are both fantastic acts. I'm very much looking forward to that. Friday and Saturday are my comedy shows in Hitchin Lecture. Feature Rob Heaney, Walter Mice, and Chris Purchase. I've got three acts on it both this week. That should be good. And then on Sunday, I've got Dolly's birthday barn party, which is looking like brilliant. It only gets 50 people in, and I can only sell 50 tickets. I've got 5 burlesque dancers on and a cracking bill of comics that it's looking like might be David Whitney, Howard Reed and Rob Heaney again. So it looks like I'm calling my official birthday. It's a week after my proper birthday, my official birthday. I'm doing it like the Queen does.
Nice.
I figure I'm sort of punk rock royalty and get away with it. So that's on Sunday, and on Monday I'm going to sleep.
Good idea.
A lot. So that's my week. If you want to find out more about those, most of the gigs that I do now are on my website, lastminutecomedy.com. Thanks very much to the man who does all the updates for that, because he's had a really tough week and he's managed to get them in. So there's also news about the St. Anton gig I'm doing in Austria now, and thank you very much to the man that does that. He's a fabulous bloke.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
I bet he double checks everything, doesn't he, as well, and it's really thorough.
The idea that he could possibly even cut and paste. But yes, it all looks like it's going to be really good. But I'll tell you cool. What's really good, Tony.
What's that?
And that we don't play a lot of live tracks, do we?
No, not at all.
We hardly play any live tracks, because I don't think live tracks sound that good, other than when you see a band live, they sound amazing. But I think when you there are exceptions, like that fantastic Talking Heads album, Stop Making Sense, the live tracks sound great, and probably some of them sound better than the originals. But in general, I don't think live albums sound very good. However, when Captain Oi Records send me a Ramones live album box set of Loco Live, I can't do anything else than play it.
Yeah.
So, Tony.
Yeah?
Don't bust my chops. 1, 2, 3, 4! On your back, you never
was my tax. Here was my tax. Here was my tax. Baby, doubles my tax. Doubles my tax. Baby, doubles my tax. Doubles my tax. Baby, doubles my tax. Oh yeah!
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Ramones and a track called Don't Bust My Chops, which I'll be honest with you, I wasn't familiar with. But this Loco Live 2-CD box set, I knew most of the songs on it, and I figured if I know most of them, most people in the punk will as well. Mm. So I thought I'd find something that maybe wasn't as well known. So played that. As far as I know, it's out. I mean, it has been out previously, Loco Live, but this is a 2-CD collection with extra tracks. And absolutely brilliant, Captain Oi. I think it's about £13 to order it through the website. So go to CaptainOi.com for more information about that. But there is an official Ramones website, which is...
Ramones.com?
No, RamonesWorld.com. No. There's not one run by the Ramones or by a record company on behalf of the Ramones. There's one done by a long time Ramones fan, but it is the official one. So check out RamonesWorld.com, which makes it Tony 4, point of the internet 3. Close one this week. Now then, also, I will be putting that in the, or I'll be featuring a track from it again, should I say, when we do our box set special, which will be probably in March sometime.
Okay.
I am putting together, because we got the UK sub box set, and there's this one, and then there's a Demented I'll Go one coming, and there's a few box sets coming out, basically, which are really, really nice. So I'm going to make sure that I am putting them, so you'll hear another track of that album, basically, in a few weeks' time. Now then, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Fuck.
I know. Thanks for your twats this week. I still need more, so please do email them through to me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Please do email them through. Could be anyone you want, someone you know, someone you've heard of, in the news, anything really, just as long as it's for good reason, then all twats receive with thanks. And that's what Ludwig von Dreckenberg III did, who says,
like,
Goopa Goopa. Someone has to usher in the year of the twat when I got tired of waiting. So for impregnating two women at the same time, one of which worked for him, the other, his then wife, only worked with him, which I always felt was a bit of an abuse of power, I'm going to nominate Edgar Rosales from Criterio. Best regards, Ludwig von Dreckenberg III.
Was it pretty involved?
Yeah. He then says, P.S. Fans across the lands, unite in support of the Chillax Tony and send in your twats. I, for one, will try to send in two a month. Who will join me in the year of the twat? Thank you very much. Yeah, call to arms. Call for twat.
It is.
Email me now.
And, I mean, basically, you've got a backlog of twat. You've got a twat log. Mm. A ode twat. So let's just get these twats moving. Maybe we just all need to get January out of the way, you know, and then we can get stuck into the year now.
You're going to be a tsunami of twat coming my way.
I hope so. We can surf on it.
Surfing on a tsunami of twat.
We're going to surf on a tsunami of twat. We should have our own fucking series.
We should do.
Surfing on a tsunami of twat. I'd like to call my autobiography that.
So, it's for good reason. It's a brief one, but we'll have it. So, you ready?
We're definitely having it.
So, for impregnating two women at the same time, one of which worked for him, Edgar Rosales from Criterio is a twat.
Beautifully said. I missed it. Yeah, I want to surf on a tsunami of twat. I might write a song. You should write a song called Surfing on a Tsunami of Twats, because you could do a really good job on it. You could really rock it up. If I write songs, they all sound like the same as the other ones.
I'll make a note. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Right. Oh, also, mm-hmm. I didn't say much about the Scourge, really, but I did hear from Catching Marbles, who, after listening to Hanging Around in My Pants, the great track by Paul B. Edwards last
week.
Great
song. I liked
it. He's worked out, he's done some backing for it, and we might be recording that properly together.
Oh.
It could be the first the first song by Paul B. Edwards and The Scourge.
Nice.
Hanging My Pants. I think we're going to make an EP. So, right. Anyway, never mind that. Time for the last track this week. You will notice that the first three tracks we played were by The Vermin, Suicides, The Hellfish and The Gravemen. We then dropped The and went with Centre Excuse and Duckworth, CD, alphabetically clever. Then we got back into the last three, The Scourge, The Ramones, and now a band called The Dead Class, who are also feature on the anti-pop compilation that's out. And I think, are they one of the bands that we're going to be playing
at the festival? They're not on Graham's list, but they could still be there.
But they are on the Antipop label, and thank you so much to Antipop for sending us this stuff through, because it's really, really good. And I don't want to play too much of it, because I want people to download it themselves and buy it, or leave a donation. And so this is track, anyway, what I'll know is, Tony, is what is the Dead Class's website?
TheDeadClass.co.uk.
No, it's deadclass.com.
Oh.
Yes, poorly being into the floor, totally full. And I haven't tricked you there. They are called The Class, but the website is Dead Class. It's an honourable draw this week. Be afraid.
Each day.
That was The Dead Class, Tony. Thanks everyone for listening this week. I've just got to tell you, I've just had a text through that I thought had come to the wrong person until I read it. Because you don't expect this, right? It said automated message from AnnSummers.com. I'm going, what is this? It's in relation to the red anal vibrator you ordered. Oh, God, hang on. I've just bloody lost it. Hold on. In relation to the red anal vibrator you ordered, on page 16 of our catalogue, could you select another item, as this is our fire extinguisher? I don't know who sent me it, because I've got this new phone. I haven't got the numbers of anyone. I've got the numbers, but I haven't got the names of anyone who comes through unless they've posted their number on Facebook. You know what I mean? It's one of those. So I don't know who sent me that, but thank you. That was very funny. That just really, really made me laugh. Right, Tony, there's something you want to tell people, isn't there?
Yeah, we suspect there might be an issue with our feeder the next couple of weeks. We don't know, but if something does go wrong and you Punky stops happening for you and doesn't update and you can't get your latest show, please do check out our website, which is punkyradio.com. The latest show is always available from the front page and our feed address is at the bottom, so you might need to update your feed. Just a bit of a shout out before anything happens. Not that we think it will, but just in case.
Yeah, it's just in case, because there has been some news about Mevio, who have been carrying our show for several years now this week, that they have been trimming their podcasting roster. And we don't know whether we're going to be trimmed yet. So just to be on the safe side, should you not get us when you're expecting us, just go to the Punky Radio homepage and get the feed from there. Yes?
Yep. There.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to everyone who carries us on their internet stations. We really, really appreciate it. And you're all great guys. I want your jokes. I want your poems. Tony wants your twats. We all want peace and love.
Do we?
Well, I'd quite like a fight. Peace and love. Fuck it. I'd rather have a shag and a fight. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.